Today is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, where were we? So this is we are still on the cruise ship. It's the weekend of the cruise. I'm not going to give a lot of details about everything, but I am preloading these things so that, you know, so that I can have a couple of days with Mark where I'm not recording. But anyway, so we had a sea day and, you know, we did a lot of stuff, but there was time to record. So we were, basically we had gotten on the ship, and I was telling you guys that basically the check-in process was just walk on the ship. They told us there were only 900 people getting on the ship at Civitavecchia, I believe is what I said, which was the Rome air quotes port. They call it Rome. It's not really Rome. It's Civitavecchia. So you have to get a train or bus or something from Rome to this place, to this town. But everything was smooth and we got on. They didn't give us a lot of information. So we spent the first hour or two just trying to figure out how do we make reservations? Because the app is not working exactly the way it should. Like I said, this is a weird, we're like joining another cruise partway through. I've never had the experience where, you know, you're getting on. Usually when I get on a cruise, everyone is getting on all at the same time and everyone's saying welcome to everyone. But you know, this one, there were people that were on day five and Mark and I were on day one. So there were only like 900 of us that were on day one. So that was new. And I don't know if I said this, but I said it to Mark. I don't know if they're testing this out or if that's something they do more commonly, like in these Mediterranean cruises, you know, because they're kind of doing a loop and there are multiple large cruise terminals. There's Rome and Barcelona. So maybe it has something to do with that. I'm not really sure. But we figured it out. We were able to make reservations for shows and restaurants. They did say that stuff resets on Sunday and it was going to affect our app. And like for shows, we'd need to go and reserve. We had to reserve shows through customer service and then we had to reserve restaurants. So that was a little bit of a, you know, unexpected thing. But we tried calling because there isn't a number you can call, but we couldn't get anyone to answer. We were on hold for quite a long time. Mark called and I called at separate occasions, and it was easier. There's no line hardly ever at customer service. They have two or three people waiting to, like, actually help people in line while they're waiting in line, and then they also have four, five, six, seven people at their little desks. So they said they're trying really hard to keep there from being a line at all, which our experience is we haven't had a line anytime we've gone to customer service. So we did make a reservation for both a show and dinner for that evening. And so we relaxed a little bit and then we had dinner, I want to say around 8 or 8:30 at Central Park 150 or Park Central 150. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was really good. We had pork belly and a braised short rib for an appetizer. I got a veal medallion and Mark got a lobster, some lobster dish for his main. And then we had a chocolate tart and also a fried cheesecake for dessert. And we had some wine it was good. It was good. And then we went to a show, right after we finished dinner and that show was, I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it was called Pixels. Or no, it wasn't called Pixels. One of the characters was Pixels, but it was a musical that had a lot of technology in it. They were superheroes and it was about them trying to defeat a bad guy. And this bad guy had figured out a way to capture them and put them in these little tubes and shrink them down. And I liked it. I would say the story was there was very little story. It was like something that someone scratched down on a napkin in 10 minutes. But the singers were really good singers. The music was good, and the technology was really good. They had a drone show, like an actual drone light show, over the audience during part of it, because it's a pretty big theater. And so it was like making designs and shapes, and they had laser lights, and they had all the video screens behind them were like super high def, and everything. It was kind of had a comic book look and feel. And so anyway, we really enjoyed it, except the story. Mark and I said the same thing. Like when we went out, we're like, oh man, you know, the same thing that I was thinking, he was thinking. He said, you know, it was, the singing was really good, and the dancing was good, and the, you know, the technology was good and all of that. He's like, but man, there was no story at all. And I was like, I was thinking exactly the same thing. He said, maybe it was designed for children because children wouldn't need as much of a story. And, maybe. So anyway, but it was enjoyable. I mean, I liked it. And again, the technology was great. The lights and the lasers and the drones and all of that stuff was super cool. And it was worth watching just for that stuff. And the singing was good, like I said. So we enjoyed that. And then we went to bed, basically, because we had a full day the next day. So the next day was our Naples stop. Although Mark and I had done the excursion that we booked. Oh, and we realized we booked. So the excursion that we wanted when we booked these things, it was an Amalfi Coast tour. So you get on a bus, you like tour around the Amalfi Coast, which is beautiful. There are these villages and towns built on the side of cliffs, basically. Just on the side of this mountain, and you get beautiful views of the ocean, and the houses are all really colorful, so it looks very pastel. And then a boat ride, like a 30-45 minute boat ride, mainly just to get more views, because some of the bus ride, it was hard to see some of the views. And then to Pompeii, and then a tour of Pompeii, a lunch, and then back to the ship. It was like a 9-hour tour, though. So there was one on Royal Caribbean that was sold out when we went to book it. And so we found a similar one on Viator, which is the website we booked a lot of our excursions on. And so we booked that one, but you didn't have to pay. You could pay like 3 days before or something like that. And so I went ahead and booked it and said pay later. And they'll automatically charge you if you don't cancel it, is basically how it works. And so when we were looking at Royal Caribbean a few days later, we saw that the Royal Caribbean excursion was back for sale and no longer sold out. So I said, okay, I'm going to purchase this one and let me think about it. I'll cancel the other one. And so then, then Mark, the night we got on the ship and we were looking at the excursion we were doing for the next day, Mark said, didn't you book two of these? And I was like, oh my God. Well, I did. And it was already too late. I forgot to cancel. So we had paid for two of the same excursion. And it was my fault because I forgot to cancel the other one. Anyway, I mean, it wasn't a huge deal, except we lost the money. And with all the expenses on this trip, because Mark had to book another flight. He had another expense related to flight because it's just because he didn't get on the flight, obviously, that was going to Venice. And he didn't call United and try to get it changed. He just looked for another flight and booked it himself. And because he didn't call them, well, part of the reason, and he didn't get on, it automatically cancels your return flight when you have a round trip flight. If you don't get on the first leg, it cancels the other one. And so because he didn't do that, when he called them, well, he realized that it had been canceled. He called them, and the price of the one-way from Rome back to Arkansas had gone up by a couple of $100s. And he had to pay that extra. Anyway, so we got on the bus. We got up early, so we had to get up early. We got on the bus, the Royal Caribbean. We waited a little bit in the theater, and then we got on the bus, and we started our ride to the Amalfi Coast. And I'm going to go ahead and end it there because there's a lot to tell about that, and I can't fit it in the next 5 seconds. So we'll have to cover that on tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.